Well, the Supreme Court is always an interesting place, maybe one of the most powerful group of people anywhere in the world, maybe. Certainly here, and now they're going to hear a case over federal funding for abortion. First time in a while we've had an abortion case in front of the high court, and of course, this comes after Donald Trump put three justices, associate justices, on the nation's high court. What will it mean? Well, we'll start with the case itself with David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center. David, welcome back to the program.
Steve, great to be with you again.
Always a pleasure, my friend. All right, so you just told me in the break, kind of an exciting deal that the Supreme Court's going to take this case in the first place. It's a big deal. It's important.
It sure is. It's a challenge, really, over the Hyde Amendment. If folks aren't familiar with that, that was passed Congressman Henry Hyde of Illinois back in the 70s. They passed a bill supported by President Biden over the years that banned federal funding for abortions. And so that's been in place now for 40-some years. And now, under the guise of family planning, many federal agencies are now funding abortions and abortion services. And so there have been a number of lower court cases that have been challenging. It's Title 10, challenging that funding rule. And President Trump had enforced it, but now they want to do away with it. And it's really important, Steve, because there's a big connection here. You know, this COVID relief bill, the almost $2 trillion that they're trying to ram through,
right,
with all this pork in. It includes $50 million for family planning. And guess who's bringing the lawsuit and wants this funding? Planned Parenthood and the American Medical Association.
If I'm not mistaken, David, it's not just money for Planned Parenthood in this $1.9 trillion boondoggle, but isn't there also money in there for abortions in other countries that they expect us to pay for?
Yeah.
Sorry. Why would American taxpayers pay for abortions around the world? Please help me out.
I'm sorry. I can't help you with that one, Steve. I agree. I just don't see the rationale behind it at all. And so this DHHS rule that's been in place now for quite a while should continue. Now President Biden, the president, is going back on his 40-plus years of support for no federal funds for abortion and is now totally reversed course and now wants abortions funded. And, you know, it's almost Orwellian the way these people talk about these things, Steve. The release from Planned Parenthood said, we don't want people to be harmed who can't get access to reproductive health.
Right.
So killing an unborn child is reproductive health.
Well, we know that's not true.
It's just amazing.
I mean, you know that's not true. And I've asked a number of doctors. And anybody who's listening today, if you have a different answer, I'm welcome to hear your response. But I am yet to hear of a medical condition of a third trimester pregnancy that would require the termination of the fetus to save the mother. If there were cancer or another disease, they would do a C-section. They would deliver the child. That's what they would do at this point in our technology, because premature babies born at 22, 23, 24 weeks are now viable oftentimes. And have long, yes, productive lives. So this idea that somehow we have to save the mother's life by a third trimester abortion, there's just no scientific fact behind it now, is there?
No, there isn't. And, you know, you hear about this all the time, that we just want to follow science. We want to follow the data and reality and that sort of thing. Well, they're doing the exact opposite. The science is now pushing back more and more to show this is not a fetus. This is a human being that is alive within the womb. And so, you know, you've seen this coming up in a lot of other ways, Steve. The heartbeat laws, for example, Louisiana just passed one. 9 states have passed heartbeat laws that once the heartbeat is detected, that you cannot have an abortion unless it's to save the life of the mother, and those few very limited distinctions there. So these bills are coming around the country state by state. When it's left to the states, most states do the right thing here. And at Great Lakes Justice Center, that's what we're fighting for. We fight on right-to-life issues all the time and standing up for the unborn, and we believe strongly in it.
Well, you've had your opportunities to argue in front of the Supreme Court as well. You've had your moments in the sun, if you will. How big do you think this case could potentially be? And do you have – it's so hard to read the tea leaves of the Supreme Court or any other court for that matter, and you've done it your whole life. It turns your hair gray. as a result of trying to figure out what these people are going to do. Your beard, too. But seriously, so how do you figure it out, David? How do you look at it and say, okay, I think Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, I mean, is there any way to even begin to approach reading the tea leaves?
You know, it's going to be very interesting to find out, isn't it? Because you saw how hard the Democrats fought against Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and now Ms. Bailey, Coney Bailey. You know, this is going to be interesting to see because this is the first real case now that has put this issue squarely before the Supreme Court with this, with these new justices. So we're hopeful that they'll stick to their prior rulings and prior precedent and keep this Hyde Amendment in place and start moving back to make this a state issue and take it out of a mandate from one court.
Well, David, we'll keep an eye on it. Of course, always appreciate your input. Thank you for being here with us today to talk about this case. As we'll keep an eye on it, we should have a ruling. They pretty much come out in June, don't they?
Yeah, I would hope so. It's going to be a very, very important case. And thanks for bringing it to light, Steve. Thank you.
Absolutely. And the Great Lakes Justice Center, David, thank you for all you do defending the constitutional rights of all so many people in this country. David Coleman, everybody here from the Great Lakes Justice Center. They do a lot of this constitutional law, and we appreciate it. David, have a great day.
Yeah, you too, Steve. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. All right, turning our focus now to one other quick bit of law in Indiana. That could become the next state where the right to carry a firearm will not require any sort of licensing or background check or training. That's right. The bill specified that certain offenders could still be prohibited from carrying handguns, but the Indiana House voted yesterday to eliminate the license to carry a handgun anywhere in the Hoosier state, one of 17 states that will be down that road. So there's a big change for gun owners in Indiana, potentially, in a year when the Biden administration is coming after guns in oh so many ways. Both sides of the story. Where do you find it? Right here on the Steve Gruber Show. You can also find out more at stevegruber.com. You can also listen live there every day, stevegruber.com. Never miss a show. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what